Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I'm Vincent Finelli. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. And today we're going to be broadcasting with Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia. And P.J. Barton is going to be calling in. And there is a banking scandal beyond belief in the United Kingdom. It's huge. And he'll be sharing with us some of the details. Jason, do we have Gwyneth? Great. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really, really well. And I just was mentioning to the class that P.J. Barton will be calling in from England, and he'll be mentioning and delineating and fleshing out a banking scandal beyond belief in the United Kingdom, and I have a feeling it's like most cancers that we are experiencing, and cancers would be in quotes, they are really debilitating. And so he's going to talk about that, and I wanted to share with the class something else that I've been getting some emails from Bert in California, and this electric vehicle hybrid Ford is just an unbelievably complicated morass. The dealership, I really want Bert to tell you what's happening in his own words, but it's a scathing indictment of the automobile industry. It's outrageous what's happening. The misrepresentations, the greed is beyond belief. I think the word, if I were to describe it in two words, used car, well, it's three words, used car salesman. That describes it. Used car salesman. Ford put together a vehicle that's dangerous. It's not the first one. It's one of many. They don't know what to do about it to fix it. There's a serious fire danger. Don't drive it. Don't charge it. Don't drive it. Don't charge it. And there's no fix. And the dealer is someone I would not want to do business with. And we'll tell you all about that on Friday. It's just my blood is boiling, absolutely boiling. This thing may end up in the Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office. Unbelievable. And I know I haven't given you enough information to fully understand what's happening, but I'll leave that up to Bert in his own words. But I think he's going after these guys in a big way. And Gwyneth, in that light, I mentioned to you on the phone yesterday privately that it would be great if we had an award for our instructors and for our students who go after these companies that try to fleece us, and we prevail. Okay, so when we are taken advantage of, and then we retaliate, and we bludgeon these miserable companies that lie to us at every turn, and we prevail, we should have an award, I think. And we need to have a name for this award. And whether it be a coffee mug, and, you know, the coffee mug is indicative of getting this award. And it would not be an individual, you know, engraved kind of a thing. It'd be just maybe a few dozen coffee mugs, limited edition for those who literally take on these predators. And what am I thinking of? Oh, like if you buy a pass for Disney and you spend about $1,400 on a pass, and they say you can come anytime you want. And then when you go to book it, they go, no, no, you can't, not that day. Well, how about next weekend? No, not that. No, no, can't go that weekend. How about the next weekend? No, not that one either. So what I'm talking about is people being duped out of hard-earned funds, thinking they're buying one thing, and then the companies change the rules, like Sam's Club. Sam's Club says, hey, free shipping if you're a Plus member. And then you go to buy it, and you go, well, no, no, no. See, you got to pick that up. It's not free shipping. You actually have to come to the store and pick it up. But we have free shipping. And then they have, well, free shipping on some items, but other items you have to pay shipping for. Well, what's this Plus membership all about? I don't know. I don't know. So these companies are, a lot of companies are changing the game as we go along. Like credit cards. Credit cards, you get new terms and conditions every year. So they send you this document in the mail. It's, you know, you need three lawyers with a microscope to read it. And they change the terms and conditions from the last time you used the credit card. This is going on and on, and it used to, and updates. So you get a notice from Verizon or U.S. Cellular or Microshaft or some other company, and they say you need an update. You go, oh, okay, I guess I need an update. You click update, and you have no idea what that update's about. Now, it didn't used to be like that. 30 years ago, it would be, well, there's an update that's available. If you would like to download it, here's what it will do. No longer do they do that. They just tell you to update, you do it, and you have no idea what you've done. This all makes me sick. And there's one other thing. Mike Rivero. Mike Rivero announced yesterday, I believe maybe it was Monday, that his last broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network, his last regularly scheduled broadcast will be this Friday, a couple days from now. Mike Rivero is one of the radio's greats, and he needs to earn some money, some funds. So he's going to work on his website, so he said. I haven't talked to him. I'm going to try to get in contact with him this afternoon. And so on the Ron Gibson channel, we have Mike Rivero, and we have USA Prepares. We used to have Alex Jones. Three broadcasts were there, and Alex Jones was removed from YouTube. And so were we, along with Mike Rivero. And Mike Rivero is going to be discontinuing his broadcast. It's a news aggregation broadcast. He spends a lot of time researching the news and does 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. And he's going to focus on his website and originating stories. And what I'm saying is, class, you can't take for granted anymore that we're going to be here. And I've said in the past, you know, I don't know how long we're going to be here. I don't know. I'm not planning on leaving. And I'm pretty sure Mike Rivero wasn't planning on leaving 6 months ago. And through deliberation, through focused thought, he decided that he was going to discontinue his two-hour broadcast. And you know what? The trolls who used to beat him up and just say awful things about him. And he wasn't the only one. They'd say him about USA Prepares, too. And it didn't matter who was on. It didn't matter whether it was Dr. Norm Shealy or Dr. Sergey or Gwyneth or Rich or Kathy or Bert or Greg or me. It didn't matter. We got beat up. And so I want to say thank you to these trolls. these miserable, disgusting, despicable people who just can't leave us alone. All we're trying to do is teach. All we're trying to do is share. And then these parasites can't help themselves. They have to beat us up religiously. I think it is their religion. Their sick, pathetic religion to beat us up. And they beat Mike up mercilessly. I'm angry. I'm absolutely angry. Because if you don't like what you hear on the radio, don't tune it in. Go someplace else. Be miserable by yourself. Don't try to make other people miserable. I can't stand these parasites. I can't stand them. But I went off on a tangent, and if you want to know what I'm talking about, watch Suits, that television series, that despicable, vulgar television series about attorneys that dress in high-priced clothing that produce nothing but turmoil and demolish everything in their wake just so they can win. Suits with Meghan Markle. And then you may see what I saw. And don't, by the way, don't believe anything I say. But you may see what I saw when I watched it. That this gal was associating with these writers who write these lines, who say, I want you to use the Lord's name in vain. I want you to cuss. I want you to swear. I want you to be a loose gal. I want you to be a floozy. I want you to be egocentric. And she said, probably said, okay, it sounds good to me. And then, and this is just my opinion, all of this. And then she has the nerve to use the tactics, these demolition tactics, these sniper tactics on the royal family to see if she can blow it up. And she tried and tried and tried. An impersonator from Hollywood who thinks she deserves everything in real life, because she impersonates people who think they deserve everything on the screen. And so do the rest of the characters in Suits. They are miserable, despicable people. And their personal lives are in shambles. They need psychiatrists just to keep them together so they can yell and scream and beat up everybody in their path. That's Suits. And the reason I've recommended it is not because I want you to punish yourself by watching it, but I want you to know the tactics that these parasites use so that if you get arrested or you confront them, you can come out swinging because you'll know how the game is played. That's why. So you'll know the rules and how they've been bent by these pathetic sacks of protoplasm. And you'll see what's wrong with politicians. You'll see that they're the same thing. Suits. It's mandatory. You have to watch it. But these guys, toward the end of the series, they can't say a few paragraphs without the F word. They're despicable. The ladies, I won't call them ladies, I'll call them females. They lie to each other. They lie to their law firm. They lie to their bosses. They lie to the secretaries. The secretaries lie to their bosses. They lie to their clients. They lie, cheat, misrepresent, steal, obfuscate, confuse, break the law. That's Suits. And that's what you're seeing all around us. And corporations think that, hey, this, what a great model to follow. Let's do the same thing. Let's lie to our customers, cheat our customers, defraud our customers. What are they going to do? Are they going to sue us? Where are they going to get the money? Everybody's broke.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Am I angry? Of course I'm angry. Anybody who's got two brain cells that are adjacent should be angry at everything that's going on. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. This is, I was in town, my local little small country town, yesterday, and I had some business that I had to conduct, and that was done, and so I said, okay, I'll go for a little bit of a walk around town. They had an old railway reserve in this town. The railway line is no longer there. It's been demolished and pulled up, so it's got like a mound where the railway platform for the railway station used to be, and then it sort of goes onto the highway, and then you can sort of loop around and walk back into town. And it's all on public land. And there is a grove of elm trees growing on this bit of wasteland by the side of the road. And, the thing about elm trees is they send up suckers from their roots. They send up little trees from their roots. I was looking at this grove of elm trees growing on this wasteland by the side of the road. And it had these suckers growing, from its roots. And I thought to myself, gosh, I'll bet if I pulled out some of those suckers and took them home and planted them in my garden, I bet they'd grow into elm trees. I like elm trees because they're beautiful. And not only that, they're useful. They've got good timber, and they propagate themselves because they grow up big and they produce suckers when they're big, you know. And so, but there's nothing really that you have to do to keep them going. You just need to keep cutting them and, you know, they keep producing wood. So anyway, I pulled up some of these suckers of this elm trees that were growing on this public land. And yeah, I had a pair of secateurs in my pocket, so I was able to cut off them, you know, where the root went into the main tree. I put the, you know, leaf litter back so it was reasonably neat and tidy. And I walked into town, and I was holding, you know, my bags in one hand and these elm tree suckers in the other hand. And I had to go to the supermarket, so I went to the supermarket and got a few things, and I sat down outside the supermarket to wait for the fellow who was going to give me a lift home. And this woman walks up to me and said, "Excuse me, you stole those trees out of my garden." And I said, "Oh, you can have the trees if you want, but they didn't come out of your garden. They came off of public land." And I think this woman was expecting me to make an argument with her, because that completely took the wind out of her sails. And she ranted and raved for a few minutes, and then she ended up looking rather deranged and silly because I wouldn't bite. And then she just sort of wandered off and said, you know, it just ranted and raved and wandered up the ramp into the supermarket. And I was like thinking, what did I just see? You know what I mean, Vincent? It's like this woman just went nuts in front of me. Yeah, I wouldn't go into anyone's garden and just randomly pull up plants. This was off of public land, wasteland, by the side of the road. And there was hundreds of these fuckers coming up everywhere. You know, it wouldn't even matter to them anyway. The very fact that you pull up an elm tree sucker by the roots and then cut it off will only make it produce more suckers at that site when you cut it off.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's like this woman went just nuts.
Yeah.
And I've never had anything like that happen in my life since.
Right. And it's going to happen. But it's going to happen.
Where you are.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be right back. PJ Barden's on the line with us.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. More than 30 drugs may face supply chain disruptions after a tornado damaged a North Carolina Pfizer plant 1 week ago today. The company warned hospitals in a letter Friday that about 65 formulations of those drugs could see disruptions. Pfizer said medicines like injectable fentanyl for pain management and the anesthetic lidocaine have less than 3 months inventory levels. The Rocky Mountain facility makes close to a quarter of Pfizer's injectable medicines used in hospitals across the country. Ocean temperatures off the coast of Florida could set a global record. This week, a buoy out at Manatee Bay reported ocean temperatures of just over 101 degrees. Oceans all over the world are experiencing warmer than normal temperatures thanks to a stubborn El Nino weather pattern that's expected to last into winter. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
Where you going?
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Plus, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia. PJ Barden is with us. He is live in England. And I'm in Missouri, United States of America. So three different continents, countries. And PJ has some very interesting information to share with us about Coutts Bank and what they are doing. This is a scandal of unbelievable proportions, and I have an awful, awful feeling that this is a cancer that may be spreading to us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Vincent. That's well said. So that's page, three-page item in my sense. Did you get to read that?
Yes, I did. And PJ, I just wanted to share very quickly with our class. They may not have heard you recently, but class, PJ and I share a common experience. And both of us were broadcasters on Republic Broadcasting Network with John Stadtmiller. John Stadtmiller's network, Republic Broadcasting Network. And neither one of us is on that network now. So in case you think you recognize that voice, that may be why you recognize PJ's voice. So please continue. What is happening?
Monotone voice with chronic hoarseness. Well, the UK media is on fire with the story about what Coutts Bank did to Nigel Farage. Even though 50% of the population despise Farage, the other 50% say kind of support him. And he has been the purveyor who brought us Brexit by his campaigning, etc., etc. But what they did is they debanked him, and he's been banking with Coutts Bank. Coutts Bank is a very, very snobby bank. The Queen's account is there, right? It's an old merchant bank, 321 years old. And they just suddenly wrote to him and said, we're closing your accounts. So he'd been with them since 1980, since he was a steel futures trader in the City of London, and I had dealings with him in UKIP when I was in UKIP and campaigning, etc., etc. Went down to see him one day at his office, etc. But he handled this very, very well. There's a video, I'm hoping you play it as an audio, which is 9 minutes, which he did a broadcast. He's now a serious full-time broadcaster on many medias, but on GB News, which is a new news station in the UK, and they are bare-knuckled. They're not afraid to deal with any subject, pretty much. But they debanked him, right? And he then released the news, et cetera, on his program. And then it went viral. And 10,000 people within a few days had formed a group on Facebook saying that they had been debanked. All types of people, small businesses, individuals, et cetera, and were given no reason. So the creature who did this to him is a piece of work called, you should see what she's been called in the British tabloid press, the Dame, she's now Dame, that's like being a lord, Dame Alison Rose, the chief CEO, chief executive of Coutts Bank, etc., right? And which is part of NatWest. And the reason it's part of NatWest, because during the bus stop of 2008, most of the banks in Britain had to be taken over temporarily by the government, and the government still owned 40% of Coutts and NatWest. And it also includes Royal Bank of Scotland, which is no more. But this was absolutely appalling, and he, whistleblower, gave the word to Nigel Farage that there was a 40-page dossier going around Coutts Bank, which was designed to destroy him. And he put in a very unique, he hadn't heard of the phrase before, but some merchant banks advised him, a subject access request, which means that's a legal thing that you have to produce the documents or you can be too badly sued. And he got hold of it, and it's quite obscene. I haven't got a copy of it yet. But it's a character assassination attack, and they said they were closing his account because of his political views, basically, you know. And this same bank, which used to be an ultra-conservative bank, this one, Alison Rose, has turned it into a woke, you know, the phrase, be woke, go broke, could happen to Coutts yet, and festooned the building with LGBT flags, et cetera, et cetera. So she has dragged it down into the mire. But also, I don't mean to talk too long, but I have to put this, this is the event. What happened was that BBC was throwing a booze up, which they do for the financial world and other people from time to time. And this Alison Rose was sitting beside the BBC business correspondent, Simon Jack. And she revealed details of Nigel Farage's bank account to him. Now, he put that out on air, and I checked back whether was it okay, and she said it was. So she totaled, like, a bank breaking confidentiality on an account is absolutely libelous in many, many ways. And this bank is 19 collective bank. Now, the Coutts is probably 500,000 accounts. The group, NatWest Coutts, has 19 million customers. But all hell has broken loose, and now people are speaking up about being debanked. But I can go on. I'll go on the rest of this report in a minute, but I'm sure you want to comment on that.
I do have a quick comment. So Can you define, and by the way, you're doing very well. When you're on the phone privately with me, you're doing maybe 120, 130 miles an hour. You're doing really well.
I'm almost home, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But being debanked, so an individual has an account, thinks everything's good. All of a sudden, what, they get a check in the mail that says, here are your funds. You no longer have access to your old account.
Yeah, they usually do it by a phone call just to really take the, and then that puts the fear of God on people. And then you're cut adrift and probably give you too many, a week, month's notice or something, and take your money and go kind of thing. But, Nigel Farage, this happened a month ago, he then went to every bank in the UK, which is 10 high street banks, and everyone turned them down. So, like, she put the mockers on him, right? And he couldn't get a bank account. So he produced all this, and you saw that video I sent you from his program.
Before you continue, PJ, let's make this really clear to the class. So a lot of us, not me, but many people have been lulled into thinking that, hey, electronic banking, click of the mouse, I can pay my bills, automatic withdrawal from my account. So they have their telephone bills, their electric bill, their gas bill, their whatever bills they may have, are tied to being paid, and the accounts are all set up, and all of a sudden it stops. This is
a huge problem. Yeah, everybody's saying, even the right-left-wing media, you're a non-person. You can't move left or right to anything without a bank account. And you have everybody coming down your throat for not being paid because it's all electronic payment now, et cetera, et cetera. I don't operate in credit cards. I have a cash card, but I couldn't operate without it. And to pay the bills and the electric, I just finished a major row with OVO Energy here in Britain over a nasty way they're treating their customers. But I'll leave that aside. But collective bus stop is also with the BBC for using this information, and repeated what she said, and finally she was she resigned at 2 a.m. this morning, but the entire media was praying for her head to she'd be sacked. And now anybody wants to see a photograph of this smug bitch, I can't call her less. You should see what she's been called in the papers.
Let's not use that word, okay?
Okay. BBnews.com, they'll see a photograph of her, and you'll see what she's like. But she's never worked outside of a bank ever. But I've never seen a story take off so prolifically, and for 2 weeks nonstop, it's going on. She is paid £5.25 million a year for her job, right? £5.25 million. And as I say, in one way, this entire debacle, and it's massive, and Farage and I will lead an attack with these 10,000 people and more, probably 20,000 people, to be reinstated in their bank accounts across the banking system in Britain. But to my mind, this now welds together five issues. The right to hold a bank account should be like a civil right. The CBD digital currency cannot come in and destroy us like the Chinese social credit system. And the right to pay in cash should be ongoing. And this also, this net zero attack, which is a multiple attack on us, and never mind controlling our old health, but those things are going to weld themselves into one massive campaign against the government, who we're a year away from a general election here, which will clarify people's thinking. So that's why I'm saying it's a blessing in disguise that it brings all these things into focus.
When you talk about net zero, would you please explain that? Because there are a whole bunch of different net zeros.
The net zero is about going down to near zero carbon emissions. And the joke of it is that outstanding man, you may have interviewed him, ex-Greenpeace guy, Patrick Moore. Not the Patrick Moore of Sky at Night, but Patrick Moore is an outstanding man. He had to leave Greenpeace.
Actually, that is the same Patrick Moore.
No, it isn't.
It is the same man.
No, it
following,
isn't.
I've been following his career for many, many years.
I know who I'm talking about.
It's the same guy.
There's two Patrick Moores. Patrick Moore, the astronomer, is deceased. And Patrick Moore, the ex-head of Greenpeace, who resigned because it was hijacked by the Green Party. and left-wing socialists. That is what happened. I'm sorry to bark at you, but that is the case. And he has proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that temperature does not follow CO2 emissions. It just does not. And the amount of scientists who lie, and the reason they lie is they're on a disclosure agreement for their funds that they're researching on. But that is the case. But net zero is a recipe for famine and disaster. We cannot possibly comply with it, and we have to continue dealing with fossil fuels for many, many, many years. But that, and there's a parallel thing going on in London, just briefly, ULEZ, the ultra-low emission zones, which is if you bring your car in above those emissions, which nobody can comply with, you have to pay £12 a day in Greater London. This is from Sadiq Khan, the Muslim mayor of London. And that is why Conservative retained Boris Johnson's seat in West London. That's another big thing here. But the ULEZ zones is part of zero emissions, net zero emissions. It's an absolute vicious, vicious attack on us, like so many others.
Can you explain, by the way, how did London get a Muslim mayor? I thought the United Kingdom was an Anglican country.
This country is still 75% white, but I'll tell you why and how. 7 out of 10 births in London in the hospitals are Muslim children. 7 out of 10. So that's been going on for 20 years. So they're going to outbreed us. But it's that bad. And in London is 52%, 55% ethnic. And Labour obviously pander, like the Democratic Party, exactly like the Labour, to these illegal immigrants, etc., of which there's 175,000 here. There's 800 or 900 a day coming in Dover, and the Royal RNLI, the Royal National Lifeway Institution, picking them up from the mid-channel and bringing them into Dover, and they're being housed in five-star hotels.
PJ, may I ask you this? This banking condition of throwing overboard customers. Is it primarily because of social scores right now? How people think, how they express themselves, how they are against the LGBTQ+.
And the same banks are monitoring all your behavior on social media and have gone woke completely.
It's outrageous.
This is going to change.
It's absolutely outrageous. Do you want to continue on the other side of this?
Yeah, sure.
Class, this is pretty serious, and so I've got a couple quick questions, and I'm sure Gwyneth does as well. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel, or are we going to collapse? I think we're going to collapse. I'd like to hear what PJ has to say.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us in Australia. PJ Barden in England. And PJ will be with us until the top of the hour. PJ, I believe that we are in the beginning stages, and have been for a couple of years now, of the second Great Depression here in the United States, combined with the second Civil War. Not in the full-fledged shooting, bullets flying, lead flying, but at the simmering stage, just ready to ignite. I believe that economic and civil collapse is on the horizon, in the near horizon, and I don't know what near is. I'm not going to put a date on it. And there's also a very strong possibility of World War III. That's what I see coming. Do you see anything else?
I agree 100%. 100%. And just to remind people on some of the facts, I'm not well versed in all history, but in the American Civil War, less than 10% of the population were physically involved in holding arms and fighting, et cetera, et cetera. It was 6%. So the reasons for fighting this time were 10 times bigger, because we're being attacked, and the fact that the world, WEF, the World Economic Forum, is setting the rules, and they have no authority whatsoever. And this piece of work here in Britain, King Charles, is going to go to their emergency meeting in September, which he should not do. It's none of his business. But he swallows the whole green agenda 100% and doesn't question anything.
How about this? I've said in the past that I believe that years ago that the United Kingdom was the test bed to see if it would work. Whatever a government in the United States would want to try out, they'd try it out there, and because our cultures are somewhat similar. And
sure.
they would try it in England, and if it worked, they would say, well, let's move it over to the United States as well, so we'll have it in Australia. What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can see they're going to say, there's a collective word, and there's a young female senator in the Irish Parliament got up and was giving reasons for us giving up a lot of our freedoms for the better good. That's communitarianism, which Lark in Texas is a big expert on. He's very good at that. The book written on it, but it's communitarianism, is the creep, like you give up this right just for the good of the community, and give up this right, give up, and then you're eventually in a prison camp. That's where it's going.
Yes, and Lark in Texas has been to our farmhouse. He's a dear friend, and he's a USA Prepares instructor as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we do? What do we do about this?
Well, it starts on the. I've been at this for years and years and years, saying, don't tolerate rubbish from people. You know, you have to shut them down. It doesn't mean get overtly aggressive, but people have lost two things: the ability to discern and get rid of all the propaganda. Like when you pick up a newspaper, you should be able to discern four things: fact, fiction, opinion, and propaganda. And when you talk to people, they shovel the whole lot in together. And it's particularly prevalent, it's not meant to be racist, but Latino countries, when you hear them arguing, they don't want to deal with the facts. The facts are annoying things. They want their opinions up front. Well, you can't cope with that, you know. But this...
Wow, it sounds like talk radio, where people call in and they bash the previous caller, the previous caller, and it is opinion-based. And it seems to be a soapbox for people... Yeah, it doesn't happen here at USA Prepares, that's for sure, but it happens on other broadcasts, there's no question about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But this, I'm not promoting a station, no, for no reason, but with the breath of fresh air, the GB News, which is 2 years old now, and they do not mind their stuff being reproduced, they want the world to hear it. So there's fair use rules by there, so I don't mean to be lecturing you, but that's 9 minutes video, it works very well as an audio, and it's very fluent about... for Ash concisely puts together the appalling treatment of the bank. It's not him. He's doing it on behalf of the people who have been debanked.
Mm-hmm. Gwyneth, you're up. Do you have any comments, questions, concerns you want to share with the class, with PJ, while he's still here for a few minutes?
Yeah, I think that everybody needs to learn how to play chess because it teaches you how to think ahead, and what matters in chess is consequences. And people... are not thinking about the consequences of policies and actions. And, you know, Jesus Christ said you shall know them by their fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And what PJ Barton is saying is absolutely true, that people are not thinking down the track. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, can I just compliment you on that point and just say that the person who does that, all that, is Vladimir Putin, and they won't cover his speeches. His speeches are very, very comprehensive.
Yeah, they are. The thing about King Charles is that he thinks that we should all go and live like they do in Transylvania. He's very much taken with Transylvania, but What he either doesn't realize or doesn't publicize is that the reason why the Transylvanians are living at a medieval level of technology is because they've been ruled for hundreds of years by despotic, blood-sucking tyrants.
Yeah, well, he's a globalist as well, you know, like the WEF.
He is.
Globalist.
He's very proud of the fact that his ancestors were Dracul.
Indeed.
PJ, I trust that you'll be able to be on with us again and again and again.
Sure. There's lots to do on this.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of subjects that need about an outreach, okay?
And thank you so much, PJ.
Okay, that's great. Thanks a lot, Vincent. Talk to you soon.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.